Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Welcome to the podcast. We're glad you're here. On this episode, we're updating you on how the first 6 months of legalization have gone since Canada became the first G7 country to allow adult use on a national scale. I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And I'm Kim Stewart. And again, welcome to the latest episode of the podcast. As Hazel mentioned, we are discussing how cannabis in Canada is doing during the past 6 months since legalization, and we'll briefly touch on what's probably coming down the pipe. And not everyone may know that not everything is legalized yet in Canada, like edibles and vapes. So we'll talk about what's current and what's coming, sort of a landscape recap, and some ideas about what's going to happen next. Hazel, since you are the resident Canadian, tell us a bit more about what's been going on since October.
Well, I know there's been much to do about cannabis. Kim, you've worked on some videos we've released on our Instagram feed at cannabis_wallet that told a tale of a bit of a rough start that a regular consumer may not realize is going on. We have a few articles written about it on our network, which you can find at cannabiswallet.net. And there is a podcast we did. It was episode 67, It Comes to Mind, and so does actually episode 79. We go through the first week of Canadian adult use cannabis legalization and to see how our compliant ad platform works on the retail end. How loyalty works, check out the older episode as well, episodes 11 and 26. We go through ways to add a mobile strategy.
Okay, so not all of our podcasts are cannabis related. In fact, most of them aren't. And if you go to the archives, there's lots of suggestions and real-world use cases on these podcasts, right, where we do deep dives into what and how and why things work, not just for cannabis, but also for mainstream. But today's topic is a cannabis topic. So, Hazel, why don't you tell us what sort of stuff is going on? And do you, by chance, have stats for us?
Yeah, stats lady is here. Ching-ching. First, let me say, when legalization occurred in October, stock prices dropped like a rock. But sales are strong. $43 million. Canadian dollars. Thank you for that reminder. In the first 2 weeks. And what else has happened in the very first that was very problematic are supply shortages, which are still going on. And in Quebec, provincial-run stores closed for half a week. There is a variety of strains have been limited, and some packaged flour that's coming up with mold in it. So not to mention that there was also a mail strike going on in October 2018. And a few provinces, like Ontario, that was the only way to receive your legal flour.
Right, and that's just a few of the issues.
At least, yeah, so far. And so far, that's quite a lot. Stats Canada released figures that we are $43 million in sales. So here's the breakdown by province, with Ontario coming in first at $11 million Canadian, Quebec at $10 million Canadian, followed by Alberta at $5.6 million, Nova Scotia at $4.5 million, and BC at $2.3 million, which I find quite surprising considering how much cannabis is grown in that province.
Right, but the problem in BC was it took them a long time to actually get on board with actually having retail outlets that were compliant. So they had such a limited distribution in the beginning.
It's true. You could. There was only one store right crack in the middle of the province where there was not much population at all. And since then, actually, in the last couple of months, a store in Vancouver has...
Right, but BC is such a black marketplace anyway.
That's right. You know, they have such a foothold in the illicit market. It's no, you know, people.
It's not really a surprise.
It's not a surprise. People are still getting their supply that way. So back to stats. How did the other provinces do? In New Brunswick, $2.1 million. Newfoundland and Labrador, both at $1.7 million. PEI. At $1.4 million, that's Prince Edward Island. And Saskatchewan came in at $341,000. Didn't even hit half a mil.
There's not a lot of people there, though.
No, and they're all cool. So other provinces are Manitoba or Yukon, who are not releasing, and even Nunavut, they haven't released their figures because they don't want to. So supply shortages are a problem from the get-go. A lot of finger-pointing going on between the federal government and licensed producers. The end result is that there's still a thriving black market until this issue is resolved.
Oh, welcome to California, Canada.
Yes.
So now that this has been legalized for adult use, recreational use on a national scale, is there any real evidence that it's been worth it since, you know, it was already a medical use legal situation?
Yeah, well, yes, Stats Canada has also released those stats. 1 in 2 cannabis users use it for non-medical reasons only. 1 in 4 users use it for medical reasons only, either with or without a medical document, so they self-medicate. 3 out of 10 users used for both medicinal and for non-medicinal reasons. And in addition, those who are using it for non-medicinal reasons are more likely to smoke it, like a joint. 83% are before vaping or consume food, so more like an edible.
Right, but edibles aren't even legal here yet.
Well, this is, you can make your own edibles.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And the more your cannabis is used for medicinal purposes, that number actually goes way down to 37%.
Okay. So those are some interesting, if droning, stats.
Sure.
What else do you think we can expect?
Well, just in the new year, the Manitoba government suspended the sale of from anything from the licensed producer Bonafide Limited due to contamination concerns. So Health Canada recalled 2 strains, and also they limited the retail licenses for now in Manitoba. In BC, the first retail store opened up, I mentioned that earlier, in Vancouver. Previously, there was 1 store in the middle of the province, and there was...
Wasn't that like Kelowna or somewhere?
Oh, yeah, it was Nanaimo, I believe.
Oh, Nanaimo.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, since then, there's... 1 in Vancouver, and it's going well. Otherwise, it was mail order like it is in Ontario. And talking about Ontario, you know, Ford Nation decided to give us 25 licenses, and there was a lottery was given, and there were lucky winners are now getting wooed by big companies for as much as $5 million. So, meaning those who know how to run a retail cannabis store in the business already are feeling left out, and they can't compete with that kind of money. So there's like mixed emotions going on. I wrote an article detailing it further on our site that you may want to check out at cannabiswallet.net. And in fact, the only province that seems to be getting it right is Alberta, with a mix of dual provincial and private retail sales, their ability to grow your own plants at home that are set out in the Cannabis Act. They've really the most innovative province.
What's in Alberta?
Lots of cannabis.
No, name one city. Edmonton? Is Edmonton in Alberta?
Edmonton, Calgary.
Oh, okay. I know where Alberta is then.
Okay. Where are some provinces are not allowing it at all?
Like who?
To grow. Like New Brunswick and
Okay.
I remember the other one offhand.
So, all right. It's a big issue so far. Get it. So, what do you think, in your learned Canadian opinion, is going to happen next?
Well, Kim, it's edibles and vapes are going to happen next. Regulations for them will be super strict. No edibles, infused alcohol, or beer and wine products will be together. Packaging guidelines will make it unappealing to minors, which is important for the federal government. Packaging must have the, you know, the stamp, the Canada stamp, it must be tagged properly, and it must be in plain packaging all the time. So minors, let's say, who find it in their house, all tucked away, because, you know, that's what little kids do, they find things, and if they eat it, these LPs will still be accountable for it. So there's a lot going on.
Wait, hold on.
Yes,
I have a question.
You heard that.
No, I have a question. So if you have a kid who isn't old enough to read and who runs across this plain packaging with the big warning on it and doesn't realize what it is and eats it.
Right. They are blaming,
that's crazy.
They're blaming the maker for it. Yes, it is crazy. And that is...
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And there have been, you know, closed-door meetings with experts in this field talking about it. And we will see what happens.
I mean, really, if a kid climbs up on top of the refrigerator, opens the cabinet, finds a plain package with a warning on it, can't read, and eats it. I mean, wow.
Yeah, some regulations are not making sense, which is part of the issue. So other regulations that do make sense is that edibles will not be permitted more than 10 milliliters of THC or extract, and no topicals should exceed 1,000 milliliters of THC.
Now, is that in the entire package or per dose?
Right. So we have other rules that are coming out in late February to provide us about exactly what is happening for October 2019, when it will all be released.
Okay, so what you're basically telling me is that nobody actually knows what the heck is going on.
Well, this is pretty good information I'm giving you here. But yes, we are waiting till the end of February to find out more from the government.
Okay, well, that's good. Good to know. Thanks for the rundown.
Yeah, my pleasure. And don't forget that we will keep you informed on our podcasts. And to check out our Instagram feed, get over to it. It's at cannabis_wallet. And remember, go over to our website, cannabiswallet.net. You can get one of our passes to stay informed. And for those who still don't know, we have a guide you can download about advertising in Canada. It's called The 10 Things You Should Know About Cannabis Advertising in Canada, Adult Use Market. It's free to download. And if you have any questions, we're just a phone call away.
Right. And, you know, we also have a form on this podcast website, dominoresearch.com. You can submit questions, set up a demo time. If you aren't on cannabiswallet.net, you can always just email us at info@dominoresearch.com. Normally, we get back to you within one business day. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again next time.